Fairbanks hit 90 degrees last week for the first time in 4 years. The heat was very localized to the Tanana and Yukon River valleys. We asked Brian Brettschneider with our Ask a Climatologist segment which spots in Alaska usually see the hottest temperatures in the summer. He told editor Annie Feit the warmest temperatures are almost always found in the interior.
So somewhere, say, from about Tanana and then eastward over to the Canadian border around Eagle. When you get into the Tanana and the Yukon River valleys, those are the places that over the last 100 or so years, they've observed the most days with temperatures in the upper 80s, the 90s, and even a 100 degree reading occurred at Fort Yukon in 1915.
And what makes that the warm spot?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into it. One is, at our high latitude, we get nearly continuous daylight in interior Alaska. I mean, yeah, the sun sets for a few hours, but it's basically a solar heating for nearly the entire day. That's one thing. June is a very sunny month, and so you don't have clouds that are blocking those that sun's energy. Then you also have in the, like say, the Tanana and the Yukon River valleys, those are relatively low elevation. So as most people know, high elevation is cooler. There's less atmosphere above you. So they're low elevation, long daylight, little in the way of clouds, and they're also far from the coast. So here in Anchorage, along any part of the coastal areas of Alaska, when the sun is out and it starts to heat up the ground, hot air rises. Well, the air has to fill in for that air that's risen, and that comes in from all directions. But when you're in close proximity to the water, the air that is filling in for the air that's risen is relatively cooler. So a lot of things come together to make it much warmer in the interior.
What else do we know about that 100-degree record in Fort Yukon?
Yeah, so that happened in 1915. And a number of places in the interior were in the 90s, and they topped out at 100. Looking at all the data around it, it may have been a little bit too warm, but it's plausible that it occurred. And interestingly, 100 degrees, so it's the only 100-degree reading ever officially in Alaska, that's also ties Hawaii for their warmest temperature on record. So that's kind of an interesting little bit of trivia that Alaska and Hawaii share a record for the hottest all-time temperature. And it's also worth noting the 100-degree reading in Hawaii, some people have looked into it. It's probably a bad reading. It's probably overstates what their hottest temperature is. So their hottest temperature is probably somewhere in the upper 90s. So it's very possible that it's gotten warmer in Alaska than it ever has in Hawaii.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.